I have a few thousand announcements. If you're one of the few people who did not receive a copy of the semester schedule in the mail, there's a stack of them beside me on the edge of the stage and another stack outside on the refreshment table. And I hope you will stay and have some punch and cookies. We didn't sample the brownies, but I'm sure they're good. I wonder what would happen if we had a poetry reading and didn't have brownies. If you're not on our mailing list and would like to receive the announcements of the readings and the quarterly newsletter, I also brought a little stack of 3x5 cards. If you'll give me your address, we'll be happy to add you to our mailing list. We hope to be sending out a newsletter no later than the second week in October, hopefully earlier than that. In addition to tonight's reading, Joy Harjo will be meeting with teachers in Tucson Unified School District tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 at Rincon High School, and with any and all interested writers or listeners or readers at the Wilmot Library at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I don't expect you to remember that, so I also brought a stack of those announcements, which is out on the refreshment table. Our next reader will be, a week from tonight in this auditorium, Lucille Clifton. I mentioned our newsletter. We print only good news. We print news of publications, forthcoming publications, honors and awards, notices of readings in town, publication opportunities, whatever information we can collect which we think and hope might be of interest to you. So if you have some news, please give it to me tonight or by the end of this week. And if you know of some event that's being sponsored by another agency in town, we would like to put it in the newsletter so that all the students will know about it. We mail to about 900 people in addition to the campus distribution. One publication opportunity that I was told about today was the 1988 calendar, which will be put out by Mazagine, which is the literary publication of Pima Community College. And I'll be putting this poster up outside. The deadline for submissions to that is October 22nd. I'm sure most of you know about Sonora Review, the beautiful quarterly magazine, or biannual magazine put out by the university MFA students. And copies of the most recent issues are on sale out in the lobby tonight. This reading is made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Arizona Commission. And we're very, very happy to have their support this year. Joy Harjo has published 3 collections of poetry. The Last Song, What Moon Drove Me to This, and She Had Some Horses. Her work has appeared in many anthologies, including Native American Literature, 20th Century Native American Writers, Writers of the Southwest. The Watershed Foundation has released a tape recording of her reading. Her honors include a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. She was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as a member of the Creek tribe. She's currently teaching at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She's on the board of directors for Native American Public Broadcasting Consortium and is the poetry editor for High Plains Literary Review. I had the pleasure of hearing her speak on a panel sponsored by the public library a couple of years ago and enjoyed so much hearing her. And students who heard her this summer when she was here for the seminar have been so excited and coming by every day saying, when's she going to read? When's she going to get here? So we know we have a great treat tonight. Joy Harjo. Thank you. It's good to see everyone, and I want to thank the Poetry Center for bringing me here. I've been treated like royalty, and it's appreciated.